Welcome to the Cosmic Collective podcast. I'm your host and psychic medium, Mads, and in this podcast, I'll be teaching you everything you need to know about your incarnation here on Earth. We are going to talk about all things finding your soul purpose, manifestation, quantum physics, and of course, reprogramming your subconscious mind so that you can live the life of your dreams. We'll be here every Monday, so turn your volume up and get ready for the transformation of a lifetime. Welcome to the collective. Hello, happy Monday or whatever day it is that you're listening to this kind of like a new segment. I don't know how often we're going to do this, but this fun little Ask a Medium segment here on the podcast. The funny thing about this is that you guys sent me in these questions in January. Okay. I recorded this on January 25th, but I'm not going to lie. I was in a vile PMDD mood and the energy was not right for that episode. And then I had a bunch of episodes already batch recorded for the first half of the quarter. And then, yeah, just so much stuff has been happening in my personal life. Obviously, you guys know by now, if you listened to last week's episode, Mads Mess no longer exists. We are officially Andorra. And I just haven't gotten around to re-recording this, but I figured, what a great episode for our 100th episode. I just think it's like really fitting. I get to answer questions that you guys have that you're curious about, really dive into the perspectives that I am able to access, the information I'm able to access and channel as a medium. So we're doing the Ask a Medium segment today. I think there's like about a dozen questions that we're going to get to today. And they are really interesting questions. And I'm kind of like doing them like off the hat. Like these are not answers that I have pre-prepared. These, I'm going to channel them live with you. Well, I'm not live with you, but you're hearing the live recorded version of the channeling. So I hope that makes sense. Okay. The first question is, are we going to colonize Mars? No, guys, no. Most of the rovers, if not all of them, are not even on Mars. So let me just put it that way. Devon Island, look that up. And the important thing to remember is that the entire galaxy is populated. If we want to get into the whole alien thing, higher dimensional beings exist. We have been aware of them as humans. They have visited this planet since as early as 1910 or 1918. There was a big event in 1918 at the end of the First World War that kind of just, you know, there was just some shit going on. There are beings on other planets, and no, we're not going to colonize. And it's just, it's very doomsday-y. It's like, let's fuck up this planet and then go fuck up another one, which is kind of like, that's a whole other conversation. Let's just put that aside. But no, we're not going to colonize Mars. Our planet is ascending into the fifth dimension. So there's no need, and it just wouldn't be sustainable. And like, no. The next question is, are we going to have another Biden-Trump 2024? Listen, I decided in 2023 that I was no longer even dabbling any of my energy into political propaganda. And I am fully aware of how these infrastructures work on the planet. And I have absolutely no interest in wasting my time trying to figure out or channel what is going to happen, because to me, it's irrelevant and it's fucking redundant. It's rigged. There is nothing that we can really do about it except mitigate the effects of what is happening in the socioeconomic sphere by focusing on our own energy, our own goals, our own ambitions, and things like that. So it is, you know, it has been foreseen that it will be another Biden-Trump situation. It has also been foreseen that Biden is, you know, not really going to be able to maintain office. So I could go and get this information. I'm not going to, because that's a boundary that I created for my own well-being. It's just like, I'm very intentional. I find like every year I become, maybe like more than every year, like every few months I become very, very like so much more intentional and very refined where I put my energy. And that's just like not the space that I want to do it in. Okay. Next question. Have you ever felt the need to talk to a stranger because there was a spirit trying to come through? So I feel like, listen, respect for Teresa Caputo, Long Island Medium on TLC, if you've seen that. It's not a realistic depiction of what mediumship is typically like. Mediums, when untrained, don't have boundaries with spirit. When mediums are trained and in control of their energy, they have really, really, really serious boundaries with spirit and with the other side. I was actually having this conversation with my makeup artist today. We had the Endora brand shoot this morning. And she was like, do you see ghosts? And I was like, no, because I've set that boundary. Kind of like you have boundaries with your boss at work and like people in your life, like mediums have boundaries with spirit. So to kind of answer this question, I, at the very beginning of like really embodying and accepting my mediumship, and like even now it can still happen where like I can sense something, but not so much in the sense of like a passed on loved one coming through, because that door is like closed, locked, triple bolted, sealed, no thank you. I cannot express to you how much I dislike channeling passed on loved ones. So it's like I am not even an accessible medium on the other side to souls that want to come through. It's very, 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 very rare that I will ever allow a passed on loved one to come through. I just don't like it. And even when I do allow it, I have a full team on the other side that is very much like a, okay, you're like you're pushing her limit there. Like she's uncomfortable with this. Like it's time for you to go. Even if like I have said it, or even before I say it to that soul. So yeah, I can definitely sense it. Like I remember when I first moved to Montreal, I was at the grocery store and I, you know, would walk around and I could definitely like I knew things. And now it's more fun because it's not related to passed on loved ones. And listen, it's obviously not a disrespect to the dead. They're very understanding of it as well. It's just like a lot of energy and it's just a lot of emotion that I don't fucking feel like dealing with, to be frank with you. I talked about this so much on the podcast too. And mediums specialize in different fields. My field of expertise is soul contracts and helping you understand and embody your life's purpose in this incarnation. That is my bread and my butter. That lights me up. That is exciting to me. What is also exciting to me is when I get little droplets of information. I was walking. This might have been around the time that these questions were, like this poll for questions was put up on my Instagram. So back in the winter in January. Also, if you can hear the wind outside, I'm so sorry. I decided on the first day of spring in Montreal to actually be fucking insane wind and winter, but it is what it is. But back in like January, I was walking back to my apartment building and there was a couple walking in front of me and I think it was around Christmas time or maybe shortly after. And the immediate download came in of like, he's proposing to her within like the next like 1 to 2 weeks. And I was so excited for them. And these are like strangers that I don't know. And so you could say, well, like, how do you know that that ended up coming true? At this point, like, I just know what I channel. Like, I know, like, it just comes in so quick. I was on the metro one day. I was going to a hair appointment back in October when I had that fucking insane fucking experience with my hair. God fucking help me. We're just living the natural brunette life now. Go back on the podcast to, like, the three-part people-pleasing episodes. You'll understand what I'm talking about there. And I saw a couple on the platform and nothing about them was screaming like breakup, but I like foresaw this breakup and how like pissed and wrecked the girl was going to be. And I was like, oof, God bless them. God bless her. I hope she finds her person. So those things will come in. I think the other piece to this, you know, the other answer to the part of this question is, do I ever feel compelled to go up to a stranger? No, because it's unethical. And I think that's the big thing. I pride myself on holding very, 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 very strong and high moral ethics in the work that I do. You will never know the names of my clients. You will never know details. Like there are, it's sacred. This work is so sacred to me. And I also understand how intense it can be on the receiving end to get messages when you are just not expecting them. And so I find it inappropriate and unethical for individuals to go up and say, hey, you don't fucking know me, but your dead mom wants to say something. Like, I just think there is a time and a place. And I'm sure there's other mediums who disagree with that, and that's fine. That's their prerogative. But to me, that would just be incredibly unethical, because I know, especially now in my own grief journey, which is just like, I can't believe it's almost been like a year with this, but, and I love when I get the signs, and I love when people mention Mystic, but like if a medium came up to me unsolicited and said, hey, like your dead cat has something to say, on a day where I could not handle it, like I would probably physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually implode. And I think it's so important to be mindful of that. I also kind of have a thing against individuals who are like, so-and-so has a message for you. And I'm like, no, they fucking don't, because you know what? Maybe that's more of like a me thing. Well, I don't know about that. I find it kind of grimy to me. I find it kind of grimy when strangers or people you don't know are like, this person on the other side has a message for you. Your ancestor wants to say this. It's like, no, they don't, because they have a direct fucking line of communication to me. And they have a direct line of communication. Yours have a direct line of communication to you. And you will know that they have something to say to you when you feel called to book a reading with someone. So very like roundabout way to answer that. All right, next question. Somebody asked, would love to hear Spirit's view about the dream state, like at nighttime when you're sleeping. So it's really not so much like a Spirit's view as it is just like a quantum physics fact, like a multidimensional fact, that whenever you dream, you are either going to the astral realm, which is the fourth dimension, or you're going higher up, fifth, seventh, ninth dimension. How you know where most of you will end up going to the fourth and fifth dimension. Seventh and ninth is pretty well like it's a workspace. So unless you're here on like a work mission, which isn't to say that you're necessarily doing outwardly external spiritual work, but if your soul has a role in terms of like doing a very specific job here and has to report back on the other side, then you'll be spending a lot of time in the seventh and ninth at nighttime. Most often it's the seventh. The ninth is a little, anyways, not important. But the astral realm is the dream space. The fourth dimension is the dream space. And in this space, it's kind of like parallel almost, lots of parallel, similar worlds. A lot of interesting things that you can experience there. It's really just a place where anything and everything exists. And it's a good place for your subconscious to go and process really intense experiences, stress, anxieties, because it can create any scenario in the fourth dimension, in the astral realm, to kind of like purge out any energy that it doesn't want to hold on to. The subconscious is what I'm saying. The it is the subconscious. That's what the dream state is. Not all dreams are psychic dreams. Not all dreams are subconscious dreams. You can kind of tell as you kind of develop your consciousness and expand your consciousness, like what you're experiencing. But like for myself, even though I'm a medium, not every dream I have is psychic. I can tell the difference between a psychic dream and one that is like my subconscious purging. Last night I had one where like my subconscious was purging certain things. And a few weeks ago I had one. It was really interesting. I had this psychic dream where I was getting ready. What was I getting ready for? It was something to do with Endora, I think. Anyways, I was getting ready, and in the dream, I saw myself in the mirror in a specific pose doing something. And then that morning, I got ready, and that literally happened. And I was like, oh my God, wait, deja vu. What the fuck? I had a dream about that. What is significant about this moment that I needed to have a psychic dream about it? I don't really think the moment itself was significant. I think it was just my intuitive abilities being like, yep, this is still in check. This is still good. This is still running smoothly. Everything's fine. But it was really interesting. Psychic dreams will like predict things in the future, and also can be like telepathic experiences that you have with other souls that you are incarnated with, which is super fun. I've had dreams before where I have had friends come and talk to me about something, and then a few days later they text me about it. And I'm like, yeah, we talked about this a few nights ago. Or I will have a friend kind of bring something up, or I'll be talking about something with a friend in the, you know, in the higher dimensions during sleep, and they're helping me process something. And then I'll text them the next morning and be like, hey, we were processing this last night. Like, you, your higher self had a lot of good stuff to say. Like, thank you so much for, you know, supporting me in that way. They have no idea about it because you won't remember it. Super, super cool. I also get messages a lot. Maybe not a lot, but like it's not uncommon for me to get messages from some of you guys being like, you were in my dream last night. You were like helping me understand something or showing me something, or you were just there. And that's very common with mediums as well, especially if you're someone in this community, because I am on some level a guide to you. So should my soul at any point feel like she needs to assist you in something and your higher self consents to that, I'm saying right now, I'm setting a boundary right now, do not call on my higher self. But if I show up for you, know that it is because there is something significant there that I'm trying to assist you with. I will not remember it, but just know that it is me. If you're seeing me there, it's me. That's not uncommon. But don't call on me. I don't need that shit. I'm busy enough. Okay, next question. Any future workshops that we can keep an eye out that relate to helping us unlock our soul gifts? So we are going to have a workshop in the next, I would say within the next 2 months. It'll be before my half marathon, which is at the end of May. So we're going to have a workshop probably like the first week of May. And it's going to be related to this, but what is actually going to help you unlock your soul gifts and connect with your spirit guides and really like embody your life purpose, discover it, know how to live it, and really get over your shit so you can get so into your fucking self, your highest self, your dreamiest self, like really allowing yourself to be in the expression of freedom and your soul is going to be our Quantum Self Retreat Solaris, which is happening in October. I have, I think, 4 spots left at this point. So I will leave the link below and you can apply to it. If you have any questions about it, you can DM me. But we are going to be spending 4 days in Southern Ontario, Canada, just absolutely diving in to your subconscious, clearing out any blocks that are stopping you from manifesting the life of freedom, prosperity, inner peace that you have been craving, and get you in full alignment with your soul's purpose. You came here for a bigger mission. There's things that you have set out to do, and Solaris is one of the gateways that you can move yourself through to unlock those gifts and to embody that. So I will leave the link below for Solaris. I'm so excited to have you there, and I can't believe there's only 4 spots left. Like, what the fuck? Amazing. The next question is how to differentiate between your own energy and the psychic download you are receiving. So sometimes psychic downloads are coming from your higher self. Sometimes they're coming from spirit guides. Your higher self feels like you, but it feels more elevated is the best way that I can explain it. My personality is very on par with my higher self, and I think that's because I'm so embodied in my higher self energy. And she really just feels like a bigger version of me energetically. But my spirit guides have their own personalities and their own energies, and they're hilarious. We've got like a funny team going on over here. So I can just feel the different personalities, and that is actually something that neuroscience has corroborated with mediums by studying their EEGs, is that our personality centers actually shut down whenever we're channeling other higher dimensional beings because their personalities are coming through. So it's really, really cool in that sense. So that's kind of how you can tell the difference. Like, does it feel like your personality? If so, it's your higher self. If it doesn't feel like your personality, it's probably a spirit guide. And if it's someone that is passed on and you feel like they are around and communicating with you, then it's also that. So I hope that helps differentiate between your own energy and a psychic download. Yeah, I feel like that answers that question. Okay. Would love to understand a bit more about famous spiritual people such as Buddha, Yeshua, or like Jesus. Jesus's name is Yeshua. I have a really hard time calling him Jesus because it's like the anglicized way of his name. Or also about angels, spiritual figures that people pray to. Sure. Let's start with angels. angels are not individual beings. They are like a group of collective consciousness that have a very particular role in supporting all beings across the cosmos. They've never incarnated on Earth. So I just want to like dispel that myth. They are, yeah, it's collective consciousness, kind of like how people think God is like a person, not accurate. God is not an individual singular consciousness. It's like this source is like all-knowing consciousness, if that makes sense. I just recorded an episode earlier today about the whole God religion thing. So stay tuned for that. But angels are like a collective consciousness, like Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and they have really potent energy because they're like massive collectives. It's like a massive like amount of energy, so they can be everywhere with everyone all at once. People like Buddha, Yeshua, Muhammad, different prophets who incarnated and are, you know, maybe like idolized in different religions or different spiritual contexts were actual real people who came down and had very, very important missions here on the planet. They were star seeds, like 99% of the rest of the population now. And they had these really, really strong missions to open up human beings to the connection that we innately hold to unity consciousness, also known as source, also known as God, also known as unconditional love. So that's who they are. None of them are right or wrong in terms of like who was the actual prophet, who was the closest to God. They all had really similar and important missions and trajectories in their lifetime. I respect all of them. And yeah, that's kind of like a low grade understanding of them, or a low grade explanation. And who people pray to in that sense, I think who you pray to is, you know, it's a personal decision. But these are guides like Buddha and Yeshua and Muhammad. They're known as ascended masters. They have attained a certain level of soul expansion where they are able to assist large scales of people at once. Similar to like archangels, but archangels operate like 11th dimensionally. Ascended masters are like more 10th dimensional, and they kind of work collectively as well, but they have individual kind of like offshoots, if that makes sense. Like kind of like branches off of a tree. Oh my God, thank you for that. That helped so much. They are like the same tree, like Buddha, Yeshua, and I'm pretty sure Muhammad as well. Yes, are all of the same tree. So they're all working with unity consciousness and that frequency, but they're different branches, if that makes sense. So like a little bit of individuality with it. Someone asked, what is the best way to dive into your subconscious mind? Honestly, the hourglass technique, which is a hypnotherapy modality that I invented. It is a way to consciously and seamlessly bridge your conscious mind with your subconscious mind. The biggest thing about hypnotherapy that I noticed a gap in is that people go into their subconscious, they don't remember anything. And my mission, my purpose here is to help you consciously remember. And so I created the hourglass technique to help you access your subconscious mind, understand what the beliefs are in there and how to clear them out. And I teach all of that in my 9-week coaching course, A Happy Human. There's 9 weeks of coaching and accompanied hourglass technique hypnotherapy sessions in it. So I will leave that linked below as well. And you can use code COSMIC for 10% off at checkout. And then two more questions. Oh, these are really similar questions. Okay. What is the biggest misconception you come across people asking of you? I think there's two things I kind of like want to. Okay. I'll start with the first one because I feel like the second one might answer the second question. The biggest misconception that people come across, like in terms of like what they ask of me, is I think that people assume that mediums want to channel for them all the time. And like, we really don't. I'm sorry. We really don't. It is alarming myself and my colleagues, like how many DMs we'll get where like you can tell someone is like beating around the bush trying to get you to channel for them. I don't answer those messages. And it's just like, it's just, we've talked about boundaries on this podcast before, and it's just like, it like definitely like rubs me the wrong way. It's like, I don't know you, you're a stranger, and you think I want to do this. You think I want to do my job for you for free. You think that it's not going to like tax me. It's just, it's a misconception that people think that we want to do this all the time. I understand that other people are fascinated by our work. Sometimes I'm fascinated by my work. That doesn't mean that I want to do it all the time. It's like kind of like DMing an accountant being like, this about my taxes. Like they don't want to know, you know? So I think maybe that's like one of the biggest misconceptions that people will kind of like ask or assume. The other thing too, this is like definitely more subjective. This is not like, this is definitely like a personal experience here. A lot of people assume that I live a very hyper spiritual life. And I think it's very, I think you would all be kind of shocked to know that I don't take part in any sort of spiritual wahoo. I don't enjoy communal spiritual experiences. I have seen a lot of distortion in the spiritual community, and I find a lot of it to be very inauthentic right now. And listen, maybe my opinion and my position on this will change as the distortion fades out and as authenticity holds more space, but I really don't. I got like a block in my throat as I said. I don't foresee that. I really don't feel, it's not my mojo. So people will kind of assume like, oh, there's this really great like crystal healing thing or like this thing. And I'm like, I'm so not into that. And it's funny how people just assume that because this is my work, that it's also my personal life. And this is kind of what I was getting at the beginning of the year with the boundaries thing of like, you guys don't actually know me. Like I am a stranger on the internet who is just doing my job and doing it well, obviously. And I love my job, but my job is not my life. And this is something that like my friends and my family, we don't talk about this stuff. Obviously there are certain things that come up and there are certain really deep conversations that we have. Like my dad and I have talked about our past lives together, and you know, I will support my friends, and sometimes I channel for them. Sometimes my friends channel for me, like just to support each other whenever it's, you know, we feel called to. It's never expected. It's never assumed. It's never, but in terms of everything else, like we're just having such normal lives and normal conversations. I'm having such a normal life and normal conversation. And I think people kind of just assume like, oh, she's a medium. She shares all this information on her podcast and she teaches all this. Like she must be doing that 24/7. Like I would actually hate my life if I was doing this 24/7 because it wouldn't be human. And I think that's what people kind of fail to understand is that I am still a human being and I'm enriched in the human experiences that I'm having. So yeah, that's a misconception that people have of me as well. And I've learned to accept it because I've also learned to accept that y'all don't know me. And that's, listen, here's the thing. If I wanted you guys to know me, like I would share those parts of myself, but I want to share my work. I've said this before. I don't want to be known. I want my work to be known because my work is very important to what my soul is doing here. And what I am, the way my higher self is saying is like what I need humanity to kind of wake up to in terms of like what my position is here. Again, without forcing that and just allowing people to receive my, you know, my truth and the information that I share as they want to receive it, right? But yeah, I think the misconception is that I am like hyper spiritual in my life. And it's like, no. And then the final question, which is honestly kind of similar, is a myth about mediumship you would like to dispel. So this would be more general rather than like related to my own personal life experience. A myth about mediumship that I would like to dispel. A myth? What are myths about mediumship? I'm trying to think of what that would be. Maybe I don't have one. Hold on. Let me just search around my brain. Because the misconceptions are, those were like more personal. Of like what people ask of me and like what they assume of me. But on a general basis, what have I noticed people kind of what's a myth that I've noticed in terms of mediumship? I don't know if it's a myth rather than a fun fact. Oh, a myth that we're all seeing dead people walking around. No, thank you. No, 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 thank you. I don't, because that's a boundary that I've set. I'm sure, and I know some people do, but like not my vibe. So a myth would be that all mediums see dead people is untrue. A fun fact is that Yeshua, Jesus, was a medium. So I'll leave you with that. Anyways, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. This was really fun for me, and I'm definitely in a much more pleasant mood than the last time I recorded. So I feel really good about putting this out. As mentioned, we have 4 spots left at the Quantum Self Retreat Solaris that is taking place October 17th through 20th this year, 2024. There are 4 spots left. And yeah, apply through the application link below if you have any questions about it. Most of your questions should be kind of answered through the application form. But if you have any questions about like activities and things that are going to be going on, please send me a DM. It's all inclusive. Meals are going to be all luxury plant-based. We have an in-house chef. He's absolutely magnificent. It's going to be a beautiful cabin, luxury cabin that you're staying in with a beautiful roommate who I'm going to match you up with. Going to be like a soulmate roommate for the 4 days. So I'm really, really excited to dive into your guys' lives and to help you discover your purpose either for the first time or on a deeper level so that you can embody that and live your purpose in this life and find the freedom and feel the freedom that comes along with that. And then if you're like, yep, I would love to do a retreat and I would love to dive into my subconscious mind beforehand, and you want to check out the Hourglass Technique, then A Happy Human is linked below and you can dive into 9 weeks of coaching with my methodology. I will guide you through it all. I'm there in the modules with you, and then I will guide you through 9 different hypnotherapy sessions as well so that you can understand your mind better and make it a nicer place to live in. Because I mean, you've only got one mind in this lifetime, might as well make it a nice little paradise place for you to live. So I will leave those links below in the show notes. This was really fun. I'm sure we will do it again sometime. So if you have your questions, send them over and I will get to them in the part 2 of this whenever we decide to do that. And as usual, go be your divine self this week. You got this. I love you and I will see you in the next one.